Well, so what was Lincoln like when you were going there?
Man, that was like the center of the community. The auditorium was unique. It held about 1,000 people, maybe more than that. We had like 1,500 when I was in school at going in Lincoln. It was 1,500 kids from 7th to 12th. Okay, they had the junior high and the middle high and the high school in the same building. When they built Lincoln, there's a story to that. Somebody probably told it, but anyway. The unique thing about us, man, they had the city dump right behind Lincoln, man. We was in high school and had to smell the city dump. Behind Lincoln, there's a softball field. And we got Williams Elementary. Lincoln sit like this. Williams Elementary sit over here. Between Lincoln and this area here, they had the city dump, man. I'm serious. Like seagulls, this time of year, you had seagulls, the white ones, that would hang out around there, you know, eating stuff, whatever, the trash and stuff like that. We didn't have air conditioning. It's a nice building, but it wasn't air conditioned. We opened the windows and we smell this garbage all day. And we're in school, but we smell this garbage. But our school is probably one of the best built black schools of that time that was built. We had two wings. We had a junior high wing and a senior high wing. We had up-to-date science equipment and science classes with the gas burners and all that and stuff like that. We had a gymnasium where we had a library, real nice library. You go down the next hall and you had like an industrial area at the end of this hall. Brick, mason, concrete, carpenter, agriculture, tailoring, and DCT, Diversified Cooperative Training. Those were kids who had jobs. You know, you come to school a half a day, then the next half a day you went out to work at some business or facility in town. And then at the other end of that hall, you had the gym and the athletic department. And we had still a nice gym out there. You're going to, that school, they didn't, now, They take schools and put them and turn them to different things. At first, it was like a training school when they closed it in 1970. You know, everything became integrated here, stuff like that. And then they opened it back up to a middle school. But the concept of the building, the construction, and the way that building made is unique, man. They didn't tear that down. They kept that. And when they built the school, they had open house, and you know everybody was out there proud of what we had, and you know, this is a new school and stuff like that. So everything was originated around that. It was like a church. It was the institution. Our educational institution was the pillar of our community during that time. And you had all kind of organizations you belonged to. The teachers were very proud of what they were doing, and they made you proud. You know, you became proud, and you became part of that, and you tried to achieve. And when you graduated from high school, you wanted to do something. We wanted to go further. We either wanted to go to college or the military. I said college because I wasn't going to no Vietnam. I didn't want to do that. So, but it was really unique. Positive stuff. Plenty of stories about going to Lincoln. You grew up, you know, and a lot of my friends are dead. A lot of guys gone, man. And I miss them, you know. But it was a unique thing. For every on commencement, graduation, oh, it's a big time, man. Yeah, everybody go dressed up.